The latest numbers on consumer spending are giving heartburn to Washington's economic policymeisters. Since September, Americans have pocketed their wallets, set aside their credit cards, and cut their spending by the greatest amount in nearly 15 years. Consumer spending is what you and I dish out at shops, malls, car dealerships, and a thousand other outlets to sate our material needs and impulses. Shopping till we drop accounts for two-thirds of our national economy. Our cash and plastic alone have kept the economy afloat since last year, when the big bubble broke on Wall Street. If you're an economic policymaker in Washington, you know that declining consumption at a moment like this spells one thing: recession. This is no small problem if you've just drained the national budget surplus with a tax bill loaded with pork and new spending for the war in Afghanistan, for homeland security, and for the down payment on a Buck Rogers national missile defense. Now, U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill is urging Americans to patriotically flock back to the shopping malls. Please. Apart from the very un-Reagan-esque spectacle of a conservative government telling us what to do with our after-tax wages, this is nonsense. It's nonsense because of a dirty little secret about this country's impending long-term economic nightmare. Simply put, Americans are outliving their money. That's how my friend Jeff, a money manager, put it to me over lunch last week. What he means is that a whole generation is heading towards old age without enough funds to see them through retirement. This spells impoverishment for the future elderly, or massive new government transfer payments paid by fewer and fewer younger workers, which is a recipe for social and economic upheaval. The Treasury Secretary's admonition is also nonsense because of the way it diminishes us as citizens. The wonder of being human is that we are not mere economic units, but people endowed with a full palette of capacities, including something called civic virtue. We didn't see much of it during the self-absorbed age we lived in before September 11, but now more than ever before we need it to help each other cope and to lift our national spirit, which may just be among our best weapons in the long run against the pathology of terror. Mentoring a child who struggles with a reading disorder, donating canned goods to a food bank, volunteering at a senior center, such acts of goodwill will not only help your countrymen, but do wonders for your frame of mind by producing tangible good for your country. So, with apologies to Mr. O'Neill, here's a simple and better formula to help America fight back. Protect your money and give your neighbor a hand. This is Les O'Coin.